It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When the sweat hogs were cutting class, Mr. Carter longed for the Horshack laugh. Who did he turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Astute Speak Out listeners also know that when the disco world looked for a John Travolta body double, there was only one choice.
Yo, Paulie!
No. This world-renowned, white-suited John Travolta look-alike has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul Lavoy.
Let's go, Sammy. Wait, where is he? The invisible Sam Scarmato. I don't want to call him the late Sam Scarmato. That just sounds kind of morbid today. So, yeah, I don't know where Sam is. I've tried texting and calling. And Sam, if you're out there listening, or if somebody is listening and knows where Sam is, point him towards 1845 McCulloch Boulevard North here in Lake Havasu City, the Woods Building. He knows where we are. Just point him towards the station and say, get your butt over there and get on the air. Welcome to Speak Out, everybody. It's Friday, February 2nd, 2024, Groundhog Day. Hey, Steve, did you know it's Groundhog Day today?
I did not.
It's February 2nd, man. That's actually my parents' old wedding anniversary before my father passed away in 2013. They were married, I don't know, it would be 50-something years now, but they were married on Groundhog Day, so it was easy for us kids to remember, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, I should probably mention who you are, so you're not the mystery guest right now.
Okay.
And there's a reason why you're on there. A lot of people already know your voice. You're just that popular here in Mojave County. We're talking to Steve Tumanello. He is the media relations for Sheriff Mack and the Constitutional Sheriff's Association. So welcome to the show. And man, between you and Melissa at Blonzy's and Jonathan Alexander, I'm getting a lot of info on this convoy.
This
huge convoy that's coming through Golden Valley, coming through Havasu tomorrow morning on the way to Yuma. And from what I understand, a bunch of Canadian truckers are joining that convoy. But it's coming in from all over the U.S. But you have all the intel on this, especially from the Great American Pizza standpoint. Kind of fill everybody in on what's happening and how exciting this is.
Okay, well, the organizers, Jonathan and Mark Anthony, Kim Yater of Salem Radio down in San Diego, a good friend of ours, they started the planning on this several months ago, and they asked Sheriff Mack and I to be involved. So I've been kind of on the fringes with everything else that I'm doing and paying attention to the planning. But I got more involved with the portion that would impact us here in Mojave County and Lake Havasu. And that's why I told Jonathan and Kim and Mark, would you be able to stop at Lake Havasu on Saturday? And so it looks like everyone is going to be meeting out at Great American Pizza, Robert and Kathleen Hall, our friends out there, true patriots. They're going to have a dinner for all the members of the convoy. I believe 5 o'clock is when everyone should be there, but the public can of course come out and show their support at Great American Pizza. That will be tonight, Friday, at 5 o'clock, and then in the morning, they're leaving Great American Pizza at 7, but, you know, there could be a few delays. We're anticipating they'll be coming into the city limits of Lake Havasu around 8:15 to 8:30. So I'm trying to organize a lot of our Havasu Patriots. We got with some of our big social media influencers, and, of course, you've been promoting there at KNTR. Paul, I really appreciate you and Steve promoting this.
You bet.
I found a great spot when I came in from out of town yesterday that I think would be better than right in front of the Walmart. There's the PetSmart and the Bell's Outlet is kind of lined up. There's a big pad there where people, it looks like several hundred people could be there without being too close to the road.
Right.
So there's the shoulder and this big pad. So I think we're going to congregate there would be the safest, the best place to be. And that's right when they come down the hill past the city limit sign coming into to Lake Havasu City, and we can cheer them on with flags and banners and signs. And I believe they're going to stop in Parker for a break, or a little, you know, short break, and then head on to Quartzsite. And that's where we have Lisa Bolden and Cheryl Reed of the Patriots Free Press are organizing banners. I believe there's an overpass that they'll have to go under. There's going to be some banners and signs down there. So they're organizing that part of the leg of the convoy. And I was with Cheryl and Lisa last night. We spoke, the Constitutional Sheriff Association, we spoke at an event at the VFW down in Blythe, California, so that they sponsored for us. So, and then when they get to Yuma, they're going to be at a private a Patriots property. They're not going to be on the border. They're going to be, Jonathan probably explained this in his interview, I believe about 6 miles from the border. And then since they couldn't stop at Lake Havasu on the way in, Melissa Lucas at Blonzy's asked her if she would host a reception coming back. And I believe they should be coming into Lake Havasu around noon. So we're thinking noon to 2 or 3. It'd be great to have a lot of the Patriots out there to, you know, to thank them for what they're doing, heading down to the border and showing, making the nation aware of what we're dealing with here on our border states. And of course, right. Every state is a border state now, but Melissa's going to be, providing, a buffet, I believe, for all of the members of the convoy. So that's pretty much, the itinerary starting today and wrapping up on Sunday, February 4th, here in Lake Havasu around 2 or 3 in the afternoon. So,
yeah, she texted me last night and said it's confirmed they will be at Blonzy's for a reception Sunday at noon. They'll hit the Havasu city limits around 8:30 a.m. Saturday on their way down to 95, like you just said, and driving straight to Yuma. Now, I'm curious, Steve, and bear with me, all right? I'm going to do a visual for radio. And you know how important it is to do visuals for radio, right? So you've got the airport area semis up there, and you've got all the way down to Sarah Park semis down there. Would this be almost, you know, not counting traffic lights, would this be an almost interrupted lane of semis when you think about it? I mean, it is a lot of semis that are expected to roll through town.
Yeah, and we'll know more tonight once everyone starts arriving at Great American Pizza. Jonathan will be keeping me posted, so we'll know a little bit better. When I talked to him a week ago, he said it could be a 16-mile-long convoy.
Wow.
I'm sure he probably mentioned that to you as well.
He didn't say the length of it, but and I got some intel from a few inside trucker people, and that the mainstream media especially, always seems to characterize these things as having 300,000 trucks, right? When it's a convoy, and if you think about that number, it's just astronomical. But I guess the number of independent truckers alone in this country is about 300,000. So it can't be obviously all of them, and all of the other truckers are tied to their corporate interests, if you know what I'm talking about. So,
right,
you know,
exactly.
The FedEx guy can't join the convoy, obviously. So, it would be interesting. 16 miles. That's crazy.
And I talked to Randy Miller. You've had him on the show before. He was our CSPOA state director here for Arizona.
Uh-huh.
He's got a group coming out of the Phoenix area that will connect with our group that's originating here in Mojave County. They're going to connect over off of I-10 near Quartzsite. and arrive in Yuma tomorrow. I think they're all trying to get there around noon tomorrow. So
yeah, it's noon one, somewhere between noon 1 and 2 o'clock. Yeah, I mean,
correct.
when you talk about parking that many semi trucks on a property, the logistics of that alone are crazy.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, you've got to have turnarounds, and it's going to be the craziest, the largest truck stop ever in Arizona. So what else are you hearing from Great American Pizza? Are they ready for this?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Robert and Kathleen have done many events like this, especially over the past 4 years that I've been involved with them and things that they've done. Independently, that, you know, they are very well organized. And of course, the food out there is incredible.
As I found out when you introduced me to Robert
and
the owners.
You know,
absolutely.
They've added a barbecue to their menu. They have smokers there and they're doing the brisket and all. So not only some of the best pizza on the planet, but, incredible, sandwiches, salads, and now the barbecue, so.
Right.
It'll be great. It'll be great. You and I have to get out there again sometime.
Absolutely. So if folks are just tuning in, let's kind of recap the desired rally point and the time here in Lake Havasu City to welcome those truckers tomorrow morning.
We're going to be, like I said, there's a pad of dirt, but it's pretty well packed that's level with the Highway 95, and it pretty well lines up. Of course, the airport's right across the street there. So it's not in front of the Walmart. It's more near the mall.
Okay.
And the Bell's Outlet and that PetSmart store pretty well line up in that area. So there'll be plenty of parking in front of those stores, and then you'll be able to walk up and cheer the convoy on as they come through Lake Havasu in the morning.
Yeah, bring your signs, your flags, whatever accoutrement you have, and cheer them on as they roll through town. I wonder where the farthest one is coming from. That they should give a prize. Go ahead and tell Robert that, to give him a prize or something special for the one who came the farthest and stayed at Great American Pizza tonight.
Right. Yeah. That'd be a great idea. Well, if they're coming from Canada, that would be probably some of the. The furthest, truckers coming, traveling down, which is amazing. You know, just the expense of that, even if they're able to, not make their normal, routes, you know, their normal, job, responsibilities, just the expenses to bring those trucks down is amazing. So I'm sure they've got benefactors and, people making donations. In fact, since you mentioned that, I was contacted by Lisa Bolden, Patriots Free Press. One of her friends, down at Quartzsite wanted to make a very significant cash donation to the truckers. So I told them that we'd help them coordinate that. And so if anyone out there wants to contribute, I think on their website there's a place where you can donate. And I think that's where a lot of the expense money is coming from to make this, you know, a successful endeavor here. So
sure. The price of diesel, it may be coming down, but it's soon to go up too, and it's definitely more than unleaded regular. So Steve, anything we missed before I let you go?
Well, you know the purpose of this, you know, I think a lot of people are you know, they tug on your heartstrings. You know, they think that most of the activity on our border has been, you know, poor Hispanic families from Mexico looking for a better life. But we know for a fact that they have military-aged men coming across the border from 150 different countries. So a lot of the patriots are concerned about this, and I think that's the reason that finally, this should have been addressed years ago, finally we're trying to seal our border, because you don't have a country without a border, right? I mean, so it's very important, and I'm thinking I'm getting ready to take a flight here, and I haven't flown in 5 years due to COVID. I haven't really wanted to do any air travel. I'm going to have to go through TSA and all the humiliating ritual you have to go through to fly nowadays. That's why it's really not a pleasant experience, and yet the borders are wide open. This makes no sense.
And you need a passport just to get back in the country.
Exactly.
As an American, what's up with that? Yeah, I have a I have a theory about this. Now, I know there's the drugs and the cartels are running things and that, but we have probably record numbers of people leaving California, leaving New York, leaving Illinois, as you know, correct?
Right.
Okay. But if you look at the last census, California only lost one congressional representative. That's approximately 500,000 people. So if you take that 11 million number of illegal immigrants and you disperse them into these sanctuary cities that are blue-run cities, they keep their population because they let them vote, they let them have driving permits, they let them do they get free medical. So they're counted as citizens, or they're counted in the census. That way those states that are blue don't lose any electoral numbers. They can't get rid of the electoral college, but they can definitely fill their population centers this way. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, you don't have to tell me. I still have a residency in Los Angeles, and when I'm over there, the freeways are still nonstop. You could be driving at midnight, and it's heavy traffic.
Wow.
So it doesn't look like, you can't really see that there's been a lowering of the population, just what you just stated there.
That's what I'm talking about. I haven't heard anybody else talk about this at all, but I think a lot of it is electoral college related, because they can't they can't get rid of the electoral college. They've been trying to do it for years, Steve.
Yeah.
So anyway,
that's a good point.
Well,
that's a good point.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to go ahead and let you go. And again, everybody, it's between 8 and 8:30. They're going to come rolling through Havasu. So let's get out there and show these truckers from all over the country what Havasu's made of as far as patriotism goes. What do you think, Steve?
I think it's great. We really appreciate you and Steve really helping promote this effort. I think it's extremely important. Those of you that have Arizona flags, bring those out too. Your American flags and your Arizona flags, and you know, let's show support for this. I think it'll be great. So, thank you again, Paul and Steve, for having us on today.
Yeah, you bet. All right, what we're gonna do, Steve? Thanks so much. I'm gonna let you go right now.
Thank you.
I'm gonna remind our listeners about two other events that are coming up tomorrow. The return of the Lake Havasu Bike Rodeo. I don't think they've had one since 2012. It's tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the police facility at 2360 McCulloch Boulevard North. There's bike safety inspections, giveaways, bicycle road course. I know we as Kiwanians donated some funding to get new helmets, bike helmets, because the old ones were, well, they're old. They only have a 3 or 4 year life expectancy. So the ones they had in stock, they weren't able to give out. So again, that's tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 2360 McCulloch Boulevard North. And that's the Lake Havasu Police Facility. And then tomorrow and Sunday, it's Winterfest, presented by, of course, the Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce. Tomorrow you have Mile High on stage from 1 to 5. And Sunday it's Crosscut from 12 to 3, presented by New Corps of Kingman and numerous, numerous other sponsors. Get out there and check it out. It's High Desert Hyundai presents the 38th annual Winterfest Street Festival on McCulloch. Opening ceremony starts at 10 a.m. Saturday on the grass parcel in the downtown district. That's also known as Springburg McAndrew Park. All right, what we're going to do, Sam will not be here today. I'm going to take a short break, and we're going to come back and join the Dennis Prager Show in its second hour, already in progress. So Speak Out 2.0 will be coming up after news in a short break. You want to write this number down or put it in your phone, 234-343-1065, 234-343-1065. And, of course, Larry's guest today, Harold Smith from Veterans in Motion, talking about the Valentine's Day dinner. And then Tanya Brown-Worth from the Laughlin Library will be in the broom closet there. So there you go. That's the new broom closet in Bullhead City. Larry calls it the real estate tower. Ken Perillo's real estate tower. Well, it's a broom closet inside that tower. So there you go. All right, we're going to take a short break and then come back to Dennis Prager, already in progress. Thanks for joining us. Everybody have a safe and happy weekend. Oh, how
we thought those days would never end. Sometimes I hear that song and I'll start to sing along and think, man, I'd love to see that girl again.
Man,